Hello and welcome to another CAPS podcast. This is MJ Rendon. Today, Dr. Woodfork is joining us to tell us a little bit about The Chill, one of the initiatives at CAPS. Welcome, Dr. Woodfork. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. No problem. Glad to be here.
Tell me a little bit about The Chill.
The Chill is a discussion group created a few years back. Now I serve at the Counseling Center as a university psychologist. But when I first came to FIU, I was a doctoral intern. And throughout the time here, I decided to create this initiative where it was discussions that young men of color can have with us as staff, all tapping into hip-hop and culture, you know, things that you know, are really relevant and relatable to this generation. When we think about men of color in particular, there are not just academic challenges that can arise, but also just cultural issues, gender issues that all come into play when one of these guys are trying to figure out how they can be successful here. I'll speak from personal experience. You know, me being a black male, there are certain stereotypes that I had to fight against in my attempts to be successful in my academic career. When you think about managing not just school stress, but also maybe relationships, how you deal with challenges in your life, you're supposed to be strong, unwavering, and not ask for help. And so that's an issue that, you know, myself, as well as anybody else within this group, has to deal with. You're constantly being told that it's not the manly thing to do to maybe go and ask help from a tutor or to go talk to a family member when you're feeling stressed out about something. And as a result, a lot of guys get left out there on their own and they struggle on their own. So those are some of the issues that we talk about in the group. How do you find support? You know, giving yourself permission to be flawed and not be omnipotent. You know, it's okay, you're human. And those messages very much contradict, you know, how guys are often socialized. And so we try to find different artists or music that reflects some of those messages because it makes it more palpable and a lot of guys can relate to it a lot better when those messages get, I guess, packaged in a different form. Ultimately, I feel like we have come to create a nice space for these young men of color on campus to get to know each other, strengthen the bonds they have already, or create new ones, as well as feel a bit closer to FIU because they've gotten to know more of the staff, including myself, in ways that they wouldn't have otherwise.
What do the meetings look like?
In the past, we've been able to host 1 to 2 discussion forums each semester in the conference room at either MPAS, and they range from 1 hour to 1.5 hours. Truth be told, oftentimes it feels like it's not enough time because a lot of guys just get so wrapped up in the conversation and there's so much to be said. You always want more. We'll play some music. We try to compile a playlist, you know, where guys can come in and recommend some songs from either artists that everybody knows of and maybe some tracks that everybody knows of, or especially the ones that maybe folks aren't as familiar with, that aren't relaying the stereotypical messages that a lot of people have come to associate hip-hop with. So when we compile this playlist, we try to be a bit more all-encompassing. We'll talk about just how things are affecting us, you know, myself included, because I'm a part of the group as well. Staff from MPAS will also sit in. From that point on, again, everybody's talking from personal experience and how it relates to not only the music and the culture, but also to their time here at FIU and how they can be successful while they're here and help other people be successful as well.
Is this group therapy?
This is a different format. It's intended to be very informal. It's not therapy, but it can be therapeutic, giving folks an opportunity to come and kind of just decompress during the day. Because a lot of times we offer during lunch. The guys can get fed while also kind of hanging and talking about things that, you know, are important to talk about and interesting, if anything else.
If the participants are looking for group therapy, where can they go?
The Counseling Center has a whole host of groups offered, and one of which is the men's group. And so the men's group is open to all men that are interested in coming and talking about whatever issues that are relevant to them. You can always come to the Counseling Center. And we have the men's group in addition to other groups that can be appropriate for them.
Our time for today is up. Thank you so much for being with us today, Dr. Woodfork, and sharing with us The Chill.
Of course, it was my pleasure. I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Visit us at caps.fiu.edu for more podcasts on mental health topics and the services CAPS provides. Thank you for listening.